Anne Ali, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This week, the government is holding the CVE Regional Summit, the Countering Violent Extremism Regional Summit. That follows on from a summit that was held in Washington by the White House. You attended that summit. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, Anthony, the summit was held in February, and it was put on by President Obama, and it was meant to be a summit that brought together countries around the world to talk about this issue of violent extremism, in recognition of the fact that it is an issue that is global, that affects pretty much every country. And it was held over 2 days, and the first day was a Civil Society Day at the White House, where members of civil society from around the world were invited to discuss success stories, strategies that have been proven successful, not just in violent extremism, but in different forms of violence as well, which was very interesting. The second day was held at the Department of State, and that was the ministerial day. So you had representatives from different countries, official representatives from different countries, who had were tied to 6 minutes each, which was quite a challenge in itself, to talk about that country's response or approach to countering violent extremism. And then there were people in the audience, and I was included in that, who were then given speaking roles in which we had to respond to those discussions by talking about particular issues or asking particular questions or raising particular points about the topic at hand.
And what do you think the summit achieved?
Look, a lot of, there was a lot of controversy around the summit, and even before it started, and it wasn't unexpected controversy because the language of violent extremism and countering violent extremism is highly politicised and very, very emotive as well. So there was the controversy that was leading up to the summit was from, conservative, anti-Islamic approach, was saying, why isn't the president calling this Islamic violent extremism? Why is he hiding the fact that it's Islamic? And then from Muslim communities, they were great. You know, the response was great. Another CVE summit or a CVE summit to talk only about Muslims. So there was all this speculation about what the summit was about and, importantly, what was it going to achieve. So a lot of people thought that the summit would be simply that, a talk fest. You know, there's a paper has come out of it and a set of actions have come out of it, and everybody who was there has been asked to contribute to those. But I think symbolically, the summit actually also achieved a lot because President Obama came out from the very beginning and he talked very specifically about violent extremism being the issue. Not Muslims, not just Islamic violent extremism, but very much set the tone and the frame of the entire summit by drawing attention to the fact that it was violence driven by extremism that was the biggest threat and danger to the world and the reason for this very summit. And then you had, for example, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, who came out and said things like, missiles will kill terrorists, but they're not going to kill terrorism. So I think at a symbolic level, the summit was very effective in uniting a whole lot of countries around an issue and ensuring that those countries were on the same page in how they viewed the issue and the approach taken to the issue, which isn't a small task. The United Nations tried for 10 years to come up with a unitary definition of terrorism and failed. This countering violent extremism and terrorism, there's not a lot of international agreement on what it means or its definition. So finding common ground across all nations in CVE is no mean feat.
So against that background, what do you think this week's regional CVE summit can achieve?
Well, you know, I think if it's done well, it can achieve some similarities to that in terms of uniting the region in our approach to violent extremism. I think, you know, the fact that Australia is in a region that is predominantly, and one and a region that has the largest number of Muslims in the world. You know, we often think of Muslims and equate that with the Arab world, but in fact, the largest number of Muslims are in the region that Australia finds itself in. Our closest neighbours are one of the largest, the largest Muslim majority country. So I think having a summit like this opens up some real opportunities for how we as a regional, and I'm a big fan of regional cooperation on countering violent extremism and counter-terrorism. One of the things that I have to say, though, is that the focus of the summit is about countering the narrative. And when you have a narrative that's being received so differently in many different countries different contexts, I think that that is a big issue to tackle regionally. You know, I think that that is an issue that is better targeted and handled perhaps more nationally than and context.
Because every narrative is going to be different, right?
Exactly. Mm. And it's so much more context specific.
Yeah.
than a broader approach. Mm. I would like to see that this cements Australia and the regional cooperation in this area, and perhaps bigger and broader than just the narrative side of things.
Right. You're involved in an associated activity in the summit. It's called a hackabout. Mm. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the hackabout is a side event to the summit, and it's basically a hackathon, which is a three-day, really, really intensive process where we have teams of people, generally young people, innovators, entrepreneurs, knowledge experts or people with knowledge, coming together and coming up with a innovative idea, solution, product, strategy to counter violent extremism in the region or in Australia, usually with something in the digital field, so usually something that involves social media or online. And so I'm running that with Afenus Labs, which is a Washington-based company who do this for a living. We've brought them over from Washington. We're running this over the next 3 days. And what we hope to get out of that is four great new ideas. Each of the teams pitch them on the last day of the summit. The audience votes, but it's also
these are ideas about countering extremist ideas.
Yes, exactly. Ideas really about how do we counter the influence of those ideas, because right. I don't believe that we should counter directly the ideas. I don't think that works, but we should counter the influence of those ideas. What? How do we counter the influence of the terrorist narrative as opposed to countering the narrative? They pitch those ideas, the audience votes, an online audience votes, and the winning team will then have that idea incubated to full realisation as a solution.
Great. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Did I talk too much? You can edit that. Oh, you tend to talk too much.